NATO Secretary General, Minister of Defense of Estonia, esteemed civilian and military authorities, before we get in the Sorotan scenario of Exercise Trident Juncture 2015, I wish to welcome you to Spain, and in particular to the San Gregorio Training Center in Zaragoza. Bienvenidos a España. Spain is fully aware of the challenges of the current strategic scenario. We live in a globalized and interconnected world. Crises taking place in remote places have a global impact. There is also a continued sense of insecurity as a result of terrorist groups' actions under the protections of failed states, but whose effects have a huge impact on the civilized world, causing an increasing global instability and more chances of confrontation and conflict. Conflicts that combine the traditional and conventional dimension with a strong asymmetrical, irregular, or cybernetic component. This provides them a hybrid character which extends beyond the purely military field and demands the participation of all society. The Europe born after the fall of the Berlin Wall has been maintained by a set of unwritten rules which must never be modified under the threat of the use of force. All this requires our countries to confront these challenges in a coordinated manner, setting up strong partnerships in which one of the most important aspects of the operation shall be the exchange of information between allies and partners, and in which the armed forces must have a high degree of credibility in order to deter. Spain is a reliable, committed, and supportive ally that is making a substantial effort in its contributions to NATO's command and force structures, operations, and the generation of the response force and the full implementation of the Readiness Action Plan. The Atlantic Alliance must continue having as a priority flexible responses with a 360 degrees approach, valid in the whole of the alliance territory and periphery in all possible scenarios, maintaining within its efforts the balance between the three essential missions of collective defense, crisis management, and cooperative security, which is the real nucleus around which the transatlantic link revolves. To conclude, I congratulate the organizers and all those who have participated in Trident Juncture 2015 exercise for their hard and efficient work throughout several months, which has taken shape in these last few weeks' deployment with the aim of contributing to the alliance security. Thank you very much.